Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
Friends, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to a best of edition of The Brendan Show. These best of episodes feature training that I have done live, sometimes online to tens of thousands of people, or live on stage where I was speaking on some stages across the world. Or these might be some of my monthly training programs and highlights of those that I do every single month with our monthly students. So I know you're going to really enjoy these, because these are a little bit more of a deep dive look at some of my training as a personal and professional development trainer. You know, I focus so much on helping you find that deeper level of motivation and start practicing some of those high performance habits. Well, you hear me talk about many of those concepts in these special episodes here. These are my best of trainings, only and exclusively right here on The Brendan Show. So I hope you enjoy them. Please know that as you hear me speak in many of these, you'll hear me reference something, because sometimes I'll have been training live or on video or on stage or through a broadcast. So you might not be able to see something I'm suggesting suggesting or motioning to, or maybe even drawing out on a flip chart or motioning towards on a presentation, but you'll get the gist of it. So make sure you bust out your journal, take some good notes here, because this is really valuable insights on the mindset or the strategy that you need to adopt in order to improve your life. And if you want to go and get more content like this, but much more deeper and have more of an interactive relationship with me in this type of training, make sure you join our High Performance Monthly Training Program. That's our monthly subscription program where I go live with you and our high performance students every single month. And I train on a new topic or a new piece of research that we've created from the High Performance Institute. And I train on that. And then I do Q&A and actual live coaching and interactive coaching with people every single month. That's called High Performance Monthly. And you can access it at brendan.com/monthly. That's brendan.com/monthly, brendon.com/monthly, to get deeper dive training similar to this. So if you like this, you would love that training program. But without further ado, let's jump in right now to one of the Brendan Show's best of trainings.
How do you motivate other people to believe or behave in a specific way? Which is what persuasion is really about, right? It's about persuading somebody to think and act to do something that you desire of them or that they desire of themselves. So it's very simple. How do we do that? Well, I can share with you, I have spent so much of my career on stages, on videos, in high-level negotiations, in powerful mediations, in influence situations on my own, and literally dealing with multi-million dollar negotiations. I've been blessed to stand in front of tens of thousands of people and speak and try and not just motivate them, but get them to believe something or try to get them to behave in a new way. And obviously this entire course is trying to persuade you to do something, right? I'm trying to persuade you to take some new ideas in your mind, some new philosophies and some new practices in your life. And over a period of time, those are going to gather great force and momentum for you to be able to create that lifestyle that you deserve. Because I know you've been through enough already, right? You've been through enough challenges and struggles, and as fundamental as these things can be, I've tried to make it so simple for you to say, oh, that's a good new way to look at the world, or look at myself, or look at other people. And these are some new good ideas and habits to put in my life that will start advancing me each day, even if they're just very simple. Defining my purpose, or figuring out my three words, and when I do that, I have in mind this very simple framework that I have been blessed to teach at different levels, to literally Fortune 50 CEOs, down to people who are just starting to try to sell something on a video. It's very simple. It's not going to solve all persuasion circumstances. It's not going to teach you, for example, to sell in a 35-minute video. But if you didn't have these three elements in that 35-minute sales video, it wouldn't work as well. That these are three fundamental things that have to overlay and be a part of every single persuasion situation you ever have in your life from here forward. So I've done everything I can to bust it down to just three simple parts, but do not forget that these three simple parts, while they might seem like common sense, they are not common practice. And I think you'll discover the areas that maybe you've been challenged in your persuasion situations. Whether you're trying to persuade your spouse to take out the trash or your company to promote you, these things apply. The first critical element to persuade anybody to do anything is often the thing that people forget the most, and they can't understand. They're like, gosh, Brendan, I'm articulate, I'm funny, I'm powerful, I said all the right words, and they still didn't do it. Why? It's because they forgot the building block of all of persuasion, which is acknowledgement. If we don't acknowledge other people's realities, if we don't acknowledge the struggles and the successes they've had in the past, or we don't acknowledge them as a human being,
or we don't acknowledge the difficulties they're having now, before we ask them to change or to do anything or to try something new, before we introduce the new to them, the things that we want them to change towards or do, we are wrecked. That's why I make this a red box. We have to stop. Nothing can proceed to go until we have acknowledged other people. You've probably heard from my other work before that nearly 70% of people who quit the job not because they aren't paid enough, not because they don't see a future there, but because they don't feel appreciated by their immediate sphere of peers and by their immediate supervisor. They don't feel appreciated, so they leave. The person who says, no, please don't quit, they can't get them to stay because that person hasn't felt acknowledged or appreciated or adored to the level they felt that they needed to feel recognized, important, and influential. So they bail. And I can't tell you how many times I've had mediations where I literally have been in a situation where a court-appointed mediator, where a judge said, you know what, these two people, they're in conflict. They're getting divorced. I want this mediated. They'll come and I'll see them. This is an earlier part of my life. I don't do this work anymore, so please don't ask me to mediate your own marriage. But this used to happen. They'd come and I want this. Here's all the reasons you should give it to me. I want this. Here's all the reasons you should give it to me. And they were like ships sailing in the night. They weren't connecting because they weren't acknowledging each other. They weren't acknowledging their roles in the problem. They weren't acknowledging the challenges they were both facing together. And because they didn't acknowledge each other as people by listening, no negotiation and no act of persuasion or influence or NLP or hypnosis would work. Believe me, it's fundamental. If we don't feel acknowledged or cared for, recognized or respected by other people, they cannot persuade us, period. So you need to think about in any persuasion influence situation, yes, even if you're asking your spouse to go out and take out the trash, before you say, honey, I need you to go out to take the trash. You're never helping around the house. I need you help around the house because I'm stressed. I'm going through all these things. I need you. Here's all the reasons you should be a better husband. And all you're doing is overlaying all of these things that you need and all the reasons they should do something. But you don't say something like this at the beginning, honey, I know you had like a crazy day and so did I. I know we're struggling just to make it through the day and everything. It's been nuts. And I appreciate how much you help around the house so much. Could you do me a favor? I'm in a situation right now, acknowledging your own situation. I'm in a situation right now, I just can't handle the house. You could do one simple thing that could help me. I know you're already busy acknowledging them, but could you take out the garbage tonight for me? I'd really appreciate it. That simple sort of contextualizing in acknowledgement, acknowledging your rich situation, their situation, the we story first before the request. The acknowledgement before the request makes persuasion possible. Without acknowledgement, persuasion is not possible. And I promise you, as simple as that is, it's profound. 70% of people leave the workforce because they don't feel appreciated. Believe me, persuasion must rest on acknowledgement. It's the foundational thing. So think about the team. The next time you go to lead a team, a lot of sort of, I would say, new or leaders who lack consciousness, who haven't been trained in how to communicate to their teams, they get in front of their team, they build this big case study of here's where we're going, and they don't acknowledge or appreciate where they've been, and suddenly their message sounds hollow, and everyone goes, great, another one of these CEOs. And in their mind, they don't get bought in. There is no buy-in without acknowledgement first, foremost, as the foundation brought up over and over and over again. I use the word acknowledgement. Some people use the word appreciation. Some people use the word acceptance. For me, it's acknowledging all of the reality that we are currently facing. And listen to this, the greater degree of acknowledgement you have to the pain, to the frustrations, to the suffering, to the desires that we all have for something better, the better we articulate that and acknowledge that, the better we're going to be in the actual persuasion situation, right? It's profound,
right? Before you tell the kid to study, sit down, Johnny, and say, hey, Johnny, I know it's so important for you to do a good job in school, and I want to just appreciate you because I know every day getting up and going to school is a big deal, and your mom appreciates you so much for doing that. I appreciate how good you are in school and how much you care about the other kids in school and you care about your teacher. Can I ask something very simple? Can you do your homework tonight at 7 o'clock? Because I think that if you'll work hard towards that, you're gonna be appreciated more by your teacher. She's gonna see you getting ahead faster, and it's gonna make me feel a little bit more settled today because I kind of had a crazy day too. So honey, you can help out your mom today if you'll just do your homework at 7. I know that sounds so silly and basic, but instead what do we do? Do your homework, right? And by doing that, we end up pushing away people because we're not acknowledging where we're coming from. This will be one of the most profound principles you'll ever have in your life if you get better at acknowledging other people. My guess is your spouse could use a little acknowledgement, appreciation, and so could your kids, and so could your team. And the better you get at that, the more they feel cared for and recognized. The more they feel cared and recognized, they will be more likely to buy in your future requests. It's the foundation of all of persuasion, acknowledgement. Now, when we add to this a high degree of articulation, also to ambition and to what they want and to what we want and to what we can have together when we go for it, now everything shifts gears. This is where our requests now are framed in ways that we now understand how to tap someone's ambition. When you tap someone's ambition, they get motivated, right? It is the first spark of all of motivation. Ambition and expectancy. The desire, the want, the dream for more. To have more, to be more, to feel more, to experience more. And if we tap into that in the words that we use with other people, that stokes their ambition and stokes their motivation. So it's vital for us to contextualize things in that way with people. To say, hey, look, before our request, to remind them, say, look, I know, as an example, that last example with Johnny, I know you want to feel respected by your teachers. Yeah, that's an ambition. He wants to be more respected by his teachers. It's an ambition to say, I know you want to get ahead in your school. I know you want to help out your mom. Those are ambitions that child has. And that's why you're saying things like that, to have more influence with them. Understanding ambitions is everything. Now, there's multiple layers of ambition. Right? The first layer of our ambition is what often a psychologist or sort of those who study human potential and study the human dynamics is basically we understand the importance of intrinsic rewards. You have to explain people's ambitions, the things that they want and desire, in ways that make them understand and connect to that this will make you feel good. Right? An intrinsic reward is something that people do it because they're passionate about it. They find personal meaning and fulfillment by it. It's something they like and they find interest in. It's something that they know they can do a good job in. And so intrinsically, it feels good for them. They don't need money, power, fame, or status by doing it. It's just something that's going to make them feel good. So when you're trying to persuade somebody, you have to introduce this ambition for intrinsic rewards. This is going to make you feel good. You are going to enjoy this. One of the most powerful things in all of marketing is looking in the camera or at the audience and saying, you guys are gonna love this. To tell them that they're going to like something, they're going to enjoy something, that the process will be great for them, that's stoking their ambition for an intrinsic reward. Now, another layer to our ambitions is extrinsic rewards. An extrinsic reward is the reason we would do something is because we have a social hit of recognition for it. This is where money, status, power, fame, recognition, rewards, all of those come in because we feel like we did something, so we get something from our social environment, right? We don't just get the feeling that we like it, we also get something from other people. It could be status, recognition, power, money, fame, etc. So we have to say, hey, you know, when we're building the case to persuade someone to do something, we have to let them know how either we ourselves will appreciate that and give them more caring or love, or their social circle will be, recognize it, see it, and honor them more. When we do that, everything shifts. This is where the great leader stands up and says, look, no other time in history will our competitors see us and recognize us as the leaders in the space if we will do these things. It's when a one-on-one with someone we're trying to persuade to let them know, honey, if you'll do this, I have to tell you, I'm going to feel more connected with you. We're going to have a better relationship together. And, you know, your Friday nights are going to be a little better. You know what I'm saying? It's about letting them know that they're going to get something for these actions that you want. You can't just say, empty the garbage. What do they get if they empty the garbage, right? Something nice, something recognition. Even if it's when they do it, now we go anchor in and we give them a big hug and big kiss on the cheek and a thank you. Now you say in your mind, well, we shouldn't have to do that. People should just do what I ask. No, they shouldn't. If you believe that people should just do what you ask without you building a case of layering on acknowledgement and appreciation and paint a picture for them about how it will help them achieve an ambition by giving them personal fulfillment and social reward, then you're driven by your ego, not by reality. Reality is, if people are going to be persuaded to do something, they need to be acknowledged and they need their ambition stoked for the reasons they will find something personally meaningful and they'll be socially rewarded for it. Without personal meaning and social reward, I don't care if you recognize them all day. I don't care if you acknowledge and appreciate them all day. They won't do something. That's why these two things must go together in any persuasion experience you have in the future.
All right, my friend, I hope that you enjoyed that best of episode. Was that inspiring? Were you fired up? Did you love it? If you did, make sure you do me a favor. Go out on social media somewhere and share that episode. You know, just go out, post it somewhere, post yourself listening to it. Make sure you hashtag The Brendan Show, because when you do that, I can look you up and we can find you on Instagram and post that in the social media. And sometimes we do all expense paid trips to people we find. We just randomly select people. We send them gifts, autographed books, swag, t-shirts, all expense paid trips to some of my seminars. So make sure you let us know. Share what you thought about this episode out there on the social media worlds, and then we can find you and celebrate you. And also, I would love to invite you to join us in our High Performance Monthly program. So just go to Brendan.com/monthly. That's Brendan.com/monthly. That's where we do deeper dive trainings like you just heard, but we do that every single month. And there's some live Q&A there, and I do some giveaways, and we give students in that monthly program tickets to my seminars and some extra special training on leadership. So make sure you check it out at Brendan.com/monthly. I appreciate you being part of this community of so many people dedicated to finding that deeper drive of motivation and practicing high performance habits so that they can become extraordinary in their careers, in your personal life, in your health. You can live an extraordinary quality of life, and sometimes you just need a little bit more training and a little bit more nudge, a little more energy, a little bit more drive and consistency. And I'm hoping that being part of this community with The Brendan Show, I'm providing that to you in some way. So thank you, my friend, for listening. I look forward to seeing you or listening with you on the next episode of The Brendon Show. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm going to change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story,
I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori, and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, oh, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out.